brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
Welcome to your Friday, January 14th. We are the Morning Animals. Nzinga Spinozzi, Curtis Fitzpatrick, and Carrie Murdoch. A nice day today, cloudy, but nice. 63 for a high. Cold front moves in, and then tomorrow, cloudy skies. The high will only get to 31. There is a chance of snow. A slight chance, but a chance. And then Sunday, we're clear. 47, and then Monday, Tuesday, 50s and 60s again. 39 at the studios of 98.1 FM WWLS, the Sports Animal. Good morning, Oklahoma City. Good morning, Tulsa. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Carrie Murdoch.
I would like to start my morning off by telling Curtis Fitzpatrick to suck it. 4 days in a row, I've left Norman and gone to Oklahoma City, so there you go. Suck it.
How was your nice dinner? I'll gladly suck it if you can give me a good review.
Hold on. Hold on. You save that forever.
Well, he better save that after he saves the one that you did earlier this week, pal.
Are you remembering to save all these?
You guys obviously don't listen to my promos because Carrie's panties and Phil's everything you
no,
say.
No, I don't listen to any.
Phil wants access to all that.
No, I really.
You got to charge him.
No, he wants access to Carrie's panties.
We want those on hotkeys. Yes, we want those. We want all of those available at the ready anytime.
If he's going to do clothing, you know, I would like a pair of Carrie underwear.
Mm-hmm. I'm proud of you, Carrie.
They can cover your undercarriage.
Mm-hmm. Carrie, I'm proud of you.
Undercarriage.
I'm proud of you for finishing that.
Does that work for you, Carrie, for the Carrie underwear undercarriage? It's kind of a stretch.
No, I'm not
it's kind of
underwear.
A stretch, no. So to speak. If you've got a lot of undercarriage.
I got my hands in a lot of fires or a lot of, what
oh,
is it they
God.
Say, a lot
no,
of
you,
fires.
Irons in the fire. If your hands are
irons
in the fire,
in the fires,
you're
I'm
screwed.
Not getting, I'm not,
he's
I'm
the human
not
torch.
Starting that iron. Yeah. That iron will not be going into that fire.
Got fire starting hands like that kid in Deadpool 2.
Oh, yeah.
Angry young man.
So did you have a good time, Carrie?
I did. I had a wonderful time. Hung out with my second family for a while last night, and there's a big wedding happening this weekend.
The meal was good. The service was good.
Yes, it was very good.
Did you try these seafood tamales?
No, I had the bone-in pork chop with bacon jam.
Okay, I'm not going to argue with you.
Bacon
that sounds
jam.
Really good.
Bacon jam just sounds like everybody should have a jar of it in the refrigerator.
Oh.
It's just like you don't have pork chops very often. When someone puts one in front of you and it looks pretty good, you're like, I should have that.
Especially
like, I won't have an opportunity to have that very minute.
A nice bone-in pork chop. And then you told me the bacon jam. It's like, wow, that's pork on pork action. With a little bit of jam in the middle. Yeah,
yeah. For Curtis, there were some lovely Brussels sprouts on the side. You know, so
some pork being jammed, Phil.
Phil would have just ignored those Brussels sprouts completely.
No, I like Brussels sprouts if they're prepared properly.
Deep fried.
Yeah. With bacon. Bacon.
I believe they had some type of a maple glaze on them.
Oh,
Phil.
See right there, maple glaze. I'm in. Anytime you can make vegetables taste like dessert, I'll eat it.
Yeah. Anytime you can put a lot of really bad things on. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, yeah, give me some of that asparagus. Can I get some of that holiday sauce with them?
I love it when people
I will say, I've told you guys, like, I'm trying to be more adventurous in my eating and trying not to say no to anything. I did try tuna tartare for the first time last night.
Oh, I've had good tuna tartare.
I mean, I'm sure it was good. It's the first time I've had it, so I have no point of reference.
You're not a fan?
It's going to take some getting used to before I'm ready for my second tuna tartare.
I'm thinking the only way that could be bad.
I've never had a tartare of any. I've never had beef tartare.
You've never had steak tartare?
Am I not having tuna tartare every time I open a can of tuna
No,
fish?
That's cooked tuna.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not totally raw tuna.
Oh, okay.
I believe it's cooked with, like, you know, the lime juice.
So
and
you've
the
never had even, like, sushi with raw tuna?
Oh, no, I've had that.
Well, okay.
I've tried it. I hate the texture. I don't, just the raw fish. I don't mind if it's rolled up in
a
roll.
Yeah, it's the texture that got me.
Yeah,
it's like,
a bad
it's
texture.
Not the taste were fine. It's just, I've never had that texture. And it's just like, I don't know what, once I'm like, you start biting into it, you're like, what is this? What, it wasn't slimy or anything like that. It was very well prepared.
You got to get sauced up before you have something like that.
I don't think so.
You got to get pre-sauce.
You got to do some pre-game before you sit down for a little raw tuna.
That's right.
Have you ever had beef carpaccio?
Okay.
That's also raw.
You know, fantastic. You know my friend Nick Carpaccio.
I was going to say.
He's a good man.
Sounds like a kid on your street that you grew up with.
He was fat. We called him beef.
Have you ever had any of the following, Carrie?
Mozzarella, spaghetti, linguini, fettuccine, farfalle, orecchietti, gubetti.
That would suck as a nickname, Beef Carpaccio.
Hey, Beef Carpaccio.
No relation to Ralph.
Come on,
right?
Fat ass.
Frankie,
let's go.
Frankie Carpaccio. We just called him Beef. Hey, Beef.
Thunder won last night, I was
anybody
told.
Anybody could be Beef Carpaccio. It's basically just uncooked meat, so.
Yeah. Well, you gotta put garlic meat and some olive oil. But yes, it's essentially thinly shaved slices of raw beef. Curtis.
So good night, Kerry.
Good talk.
Good talk.
Thanks, Bobby
Flay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was it crowded? Was it tough to get in?
No. We went about 8:45. They closed at 10, so it was pretty
late seating. Right. Okay.
Thunder game is.
I don't know if
the
table next to us appreciated all the bidet talk that was going on.
It was very loud, carrying type of bidet talk. Like carries through the.
No, I made sure that I wasn't drinking, so there wasn't any kind of loud talking.
It wasn't obscene bidet talk. It was just the features and the wonderfulness
of the bidet. Yes.
Man, that's a tough restaurant to go to because when you go to a higher end restaurant or someplace pretty nice, and you're sitting down, you're getting a really good meal. It's tough to pass on a glass of wine or a cocktail with that. So. I applaud you sticking to your January.
I had a little local beer, little half a local beer. So
you had half of a beer?
Well, he's on the dry January.
I know, but that's incredible willpower.
So only one, Kerry? Only one half?
Yeah, I drove up there, so I wasn't good.
Well, hey, that's...
I mess around with the drinking and driving.
I think
that's the one thing I don't mess around with.
I think in a dry January situation, I think you get a mulligan. You're plus one or minus.
A half a beer isn't going to do anything.
Plus or minus one. Plus or minus one. So I think you're good, Kerry. That means you can have another half tonight if you want.
I'm not going to drink a half a beer at home. That would be psychotic.
That's almost sacrilegious.
just pop one, take a sip, and then throw it away.
Yeah, no, that's never happening at home. No.
Beer's like potato chips to me. I cannot have just one.
What happened?
My name is Phil and Zink, and apparently I am an alcoholic.
What happens if you have beer?
It's just a dry February for you, maybe.
What happens if you have beer and potato chips?
Oh, well, that's just a great night, isn't it? I'm watching something.
No, but I'm like Curtis. If I have sushi, I have to have beer. That's two things that absolutely must happen.
Kind of like a little Japanese beer sometimes if I'm having some sushi.
Oh, yeah.
If
a little Sapporo, a little...
Kirin. Yeah, Kirin. Thank you very much. That's
Sapporo,
not bad.
Kirin,
I used to call Sapporo my Japanese 40 because they got the big cans.
Yeah, they are big.
Yeah, they were the really big silver cans.
Yeah, they're like that big Australian beer can.
Oh, Foster's. Yeah. We are the Morning Animals.
I'm hungry and I want a beer so bad right now.
Q-Tip, take his credit card and be back here in 20 minutes.
I can just go open my fridge. I can give you the cheap stuff that I have at home.
You want some Natty?
Old Milwaukee works for me right now.
Oh, nah, I don't go that cheap.
Oh, come on, dude. If you're drinking
Old Milwaukee.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. So are we talking like Keystone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would do the taste test, Keystone versus Old Milwaukee. And you can't tell the difference.
And I would win 100% of the time.
You can't tell the difference. It's so cheap and bad.
Didn't they have a Keystone endorsing the Keystones back in the day?
That was back in the day.
Keystone.
We are the Morning Animals. This is 98.1 FM WWLS, the Sports Animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.